It's Unique Week on WRTI, and don't you know, the maestro is here in the studios with us. And Yannick, so nice to have you with us today.
Well, that's a wonderful surprise that I decided to make now to your listeners. Thank you for welcoming me in these wonderful studios, because, I'm getting to know Philadelphia and getting to know the station now, and it's wonderful. I envy the place where you work, I have to say.
Oh, well, thank you for saying that. Philadelphia is all abuzz and has been for the last year or so because of your coming to conduct the wonderful Philadelphia Orchestra. And I have to say, there's so much energy in the city right now because of your presence here. And do you feel that as you go from place to place, not only with the orchestra, but other even non-musical venues? You feel that yourself?
Yes, I'm getting to do normal things here, which means go and shop and buy a tie and, you know, and then as I enter, I start talking with the people and meeting with the Philadelphians. Mm-hmm. Every time I mention, you know, what is my new role, and everybody's so excited, and I can feel the pride they have for the orchestra and the care they have for it. And when I enter the stage, then in the concert hall, like yesterday evening, I can feel how welcomed I am, but also this pride, really, and this true connection between the audience and its orchestra. And I'm so pleased not only to have this tremendous instrument now in my hands, but to be part of this this very close feeling between the orchestra and this audience. And you are certainly here at this station a very big part of it, diffusing, you know, our message and creating this bond between the orchestra and the audience.
Well, I wonder, you're talking about the audience, and of course you conduct in Montreal the recording we just heard, and guest conduct all over the world. Are there differences in the audiences from town to town? Anything different about the Philadelphia Orchestra audience?
Yeah, oh yes, it's very cliché everywhere. You can imagine Italian audience, a bit noisy, but very passionate. Mm. And when they don't like, they show it. And when they do like, they show it as well. In the Netherlands, with my Rotterdam Philharmonic, people are very quick to go on their feet. But very often, if they really like something, it's long. And when they don't like so much, they go on their feet and it lasts 20 seconds as applause, you know, so mm-hmm. Then we know. I think in Philadelphia, what's very different is not only this very loud welcoming or this very obvious cheers when they really enjoy it, but also the quality and the intensity of the listening, which is for us performers, we can feel it when the silence has something filled. You know, the hall, the people listen, but not passively, actively. And this has to do with, yes, we talk about our Kimmel Center sometimes being very big, but still to have the people all around like this, we can create that feeling and know that the people are watching us and being breathing with us through the music. And that's very unique to Philadelphia, I have to say.
Well, I feel the same thing at the Brahms Requiem performance last week. And sitting in the audience myself, I was feeling the same thing that you have just expressed so very well. And there's such a love that comes from the audience because of you're there. That piece was just remarkable. We could spend just hours talking mm-hmm. about that. But I wanted to know, when you go in rehearsal, now it's still a fairly new ensemble with you. And although you've worked with them for a good number of times now, you go into rehearsal, you have your ideas, you have your strategies. Is there a time in the rehearsal, the first rehearsal, that you just throw all your strategies overboard, and because something else, the ensemble is doing something different, and you just go with that? Or do you pretty much just stay straight on course? How's that work?
Very, very interesting question, because it's always a balance between all those elements. Part of the strategy is indeed to listen to what the group has to say. Mm-hmm. And what the ensemble, the history, and I'm yet to discover it. The beauty is that sometimes I anticipate that, with Philadelphia now, this piece, they will probably play this passage this way because of what I know of the previous music directors or what I know about the group. And I find myself sometimes very surprised at what comes from it. And now these 2 weeks for me was more in my overall strategy, if we use still that word, was more about taking charge very much and showing and even verbalizing to the orchestra, okay, from the next, for the next few years that we'll spend together, we'll have to work on this and that. Mm-hmm. And, to even identify clearly what will be the goals in the future. So that, and I feel they respond to this very, very well, because every group wants to have also clear artistic goals.
Well, I'm sure that they feel the same kind of satisfaction in being able to talk about long-range plans, yeah, with the music director. And I know I get that from the orchestral musicians as well. They seem really to enjoy working with you.
Mm. Well, the work process for me is very important. I value the enjoyment of working as much as the enjoyment of releasing everything in the concerts.
Yeah.
So it's very important to make the rehearsals enjoyable. So I can't help it. Sometimes I'm singing, I'm making some jokes, but it's not to have only a good time. It's to have the mind as natural as possible. You know, when we're able to have a good laugh, I think it makes us even more focused in our work. Mm-hmm. And the depth of the work we're doing is really quite incredible. And there's no limitations with this group. So that's why we are a good fit, I think.
Speaking with Yannick Nezet-Sagan, working with the Philadelphia Orchestra last week, this week. And I know, Yannick, that you have to run off to very, very many places. Thanks so much for stopping in with us today and speaking with us at WRTI. I know it's stopping in with your schedule is a, we really appreciate it here. And I speak for all of us in Philadelphia. We very much appreciate having you in town and for years to come.
Well, thank you very much for welcoming me. Thank you for this whole week. You know, I feel very touched by this Yannick week. And I want to tell you here at WRTI and also all listeners that we do at the orchestra more than appreciate and value the fact that you are faithful listeners and concert goers, some of you, and that I just wish that we will spread all together the word even more in the years to come, how unique we have an orchestra here.
Well, our listeners are very passionate, and they're passionate about you. At 2:00, we're going to broadcast your recording of the Bruckner 7th Symphony.
Mm-hmm.
So we have that to look forward to. Yannick, thanks so much again.
Thank you.